Yeah, absolutely. I feel great. I really do. I mean, I've got some mileage on me, but my body feels good, and you know, I feel like I can play fast and play quick, and try and execute a good game plan.
Things you went through personally early in your career, mm-hmm. a lot of it mirrored kind of what Vince is going through mm-hmm. now. Yeah, you see those similarities, and does he see those similarities?
I hope he does. You know, I hope he can. Know that he's not alone in this process, you know, and it's hard when you play young and go through things. I mean, there's a certain amount of maturity that we all have to come up with, and we all have to develop. And Vince will be back. We all know he'll be back, and I believe he'll be stronger than ever.
What was the point for you in all that where it kind of you got it?
You know, it was a process of just understanding that certain things are part of the game, and part of this position, and part of playing in the NFL, and you know. Whereas I think there are things unique to this position that we all have to learn. And I think Vince will. I think he'll come back strong.
When was that for you? When you got to New York, maybe?
Yes. Yeah. There's like I said. I mean, there's just parts of this position that are unique to this position. And things that you just have to learn by doing it, you know,
Gary,
and learn by going through some of those things.
I apologize, sorry. Gary, you said you missed kind of being in on a regular basis. You know, going in that relief role is fun, but you kind of missed being. Now you got your chance. Is that good?
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I love playing. I'm excited to be back out there this week. And, I now relish the opportunity to play because I don't get to play all the time anymore. So I'm looking forward to it. You know, I think we can go up there and be the kind of team that can handle everything and go out there and try and execute our game plan and play a good ball game.
Gary, what's the biggest adjustment you have to make from backup to start?
Really, just it's not as much an adjustment as just knowing that I'm going to get more work during the week, and I'm going to have the reps during practice that I normally don't get. So the study time and everything is going to be the same. I mean, but it's just the reps in practice that I think I'll benefit from.
And how about the additional pressure? You're going to have to help Sims now.
Yeah, he'll be all right. You know, it seems like he comes from good stock. So I'm glad to have him in here, and I think it'll be a bit, you know, benefit to what's going on.
Can you tell us a little bit about the life of a backup, where you go from being you're the most popular guy on the team because everybody thinks you're a good alternative, and then you get your chance, and as soon as you get sacked or throw one away or throw a pick, then you're the guy that everybody says, "Oh man, what are we doing with it?" How big a switch is that?
Well, yeah, and I know this: the backup is always the most popular guy in town, and you know, that's part of it, you know, and. Like I said, I mean, the bottom line is I'm looking forward to playing this weekend. I don't get to do it a lot anymore, so I'm looking forward to being a part of you know, something I think can be pretty good.
Now, I'm not saying that this is an easy team to take over, but they don't ask you to do a ton. I mean, you guys need to run the football, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, that's how we're built. I mean, that's the way we're programmed, and but at the same time, I mean, there's always a lot of responsibility on the quarterback, that's what I'm faced with this week, and I think I'll prepare well and have a good game plan going into it, and hopefully play well.
How does the offense change with you at the helm as opposed to Vince?
I don't think it'll change too much. I mean, I would say we're probably not going to call as many rollouts and stuff like that. I mean, it's just we'll do enough to keep them honest, I guess. But everything else is pretty much going to be the same.
Was the last 48 hours scary for you with what you were hearing?
I don't know if it was scary. I mean, I think, we don't always know what's going on. Nobody ever knows what's truly going on. And things get dramatized, and I think that was part of the case here with Vince. My focus was, hey, I got to play this week. I'm going to get ready to play, and it becomes pretty simple.
You talked to Vince, Gary? I'm sorry if you addressed this earlier. You talked to Vince, and how you think he's doing it? What'd you tell him?
I talked to him briefly this morning in the training room, but it was right before I went out to practice. So, but before that, I hadn't talked to him since the ball game.
How do you think he is dealing with all this?
I think he'll be fine. Yeah, I think he's fine. Like I said, I mean, I haven't talked to him enough to really know for sure, but you know, Vince is a competitive guy. You know, I know he's going to come back strong from this.
Gary, what would your advice to him be?
Understand that there are just certain things that come along with playing this position. I mean, there's just certain things that are part of it, and it's unique to any position that's on the field. You know, the sooner you can realize that, I think, and accept it, I think the more you can get past some of these things.
Gary, have you shared your story with him?
I have not, but it certainly would be a good resource for him. You know, I was a young guy who played a lot, had success early, did some things that, you know, looking back, probably weren't the right things to do, but I learned from it. I think that's the most important thing. I mean, as it is in life. I mean, you make mistakes, you learn from it, you move on.
You consider quitting at one point? You thought about walking away?
next question.
Thanks, Gary.